This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Governor Kay Ivey's transition is well underway, 1 week after former Governor Robert Bentley resigned after an alleged affair. Plenty of attention has been focused on the politics of the situation, but for a state government that's heavily involved in economic development and recruiting, it's well worth asking what effect this whirlwind in Montgomery could have on the business community. We talk about that in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we know that image does matter in some way when it comes to economic development, and there have been plenty of rather negative headlines coming out of Alabama.
Yeah, well, we asked some site selectors around the country about this, and we've talked to them kind of throughout the scandal, just asking about the gauging the potential impact. They view Bentley's resignation and having a new regime in power as a positive for the state, but they view it as kind of lifting a black cloud. You know, if you're a company who's looking to go into a city and you're doing your site selection, there's a lot of things that are going to be on your list. Good business environment, if you have the right type of property costs, property taxes, you have the right incentives. If you have those things, having a scandal in the governor's office, it's probably not going to turn you away. But what it could do from a perception standpoint is it kind of colors people's perceptions of an area a little bit, especially in that early process when you're just kind of looking at the whole country and saying, where am I want to go? When they don't really believe it's going to have any, that aspect of it is going to have any lingering long-term effects.
Well, as the BBJ writes about this, you point out that healthcare providers, the healthcare community in Birmingham is particularly concerned around this moment. Why is that?
Well, really because Bentley was obviously having a healthcare background, and healthcare has been a key kind of issue in Alabama. Really, since the Affordable Care Act, there's been the question about, should we expand Medicaid? There was obviously the Medicaid Regional Care Organization overhaul that was planned, but is kind of sputtered because of funding concerns. So I think having a new administration brings up a lot of those questions again. What's going to be her stance on Medicaid expansion? I know she's came out and said at this point, that's not something that sounds like she's going to do right off the bat, but you never know down the road. In terms of the RCOs, I think she could play a key role in maybe working with lawmakers to find some sort of solution. And so having a solution or having just a new face on that is going to hopefully reignite some questions. And I know there's a lot of hospital executives who are hoping they get some different answers than they've been getting.
Do we have a sense more generally what Kay Ivey's relationship is like with the business community?
One telling thing from her early part of her administration was that one of the first things she did was say, all right, we're keeping Greg Canfield as head of the Department of Commerce. I'm putting all my support behind the projects that are in the pipeline. I think that's important for continuity, because when we did talk to the site selectors, that's one thing that is important, is you have a point person or a point department that's been kind of your contact in Alabama. If she would have came in and said, all right, I'm going to install my own people, or really let that question linger for a while. But for her to come out really quickly and say, all right, we're keeping the Department of Commerce essentially the way it is, I'm pledging my support, I think that was important. From the business people I've spoken with so far about this, I mean, they're optimistic about having Ivey in power. They like some of the early decisions that she's made. I think time will tell kind of how that plays out down the road. But from what they've seen so far, they're fans.
Well, also, many agencies would lose funding under President Donald Trump's proposed budget. One that has many in Birmingham worried are potential cuts to the National Institutes of Health. And Ty, remind us why those research dollars matter so much in Birmingham.
One is the jobs. I mean, that money, I mean, we're talking $200, $300 million approximately that's flowing into the state. Most of that money is flowing to Birmingham, and drilling down a little further, most of that money is flowing to UAB. You think about our kind of research and innovation economy, that research funding money is critical to Birmingham's economy, especially in a time right now when we're thinking about having an innovation district focusing more on commercialization of research. Having a massive cut to NIH funding could really derail some of the momentum that we have.
Well, if these cuts do come, what does that mean for folks on the ground here in Birmingham?
From a standpoint of UAB or a company that does research or depends on these research dollars, especially a lot of Birmingham's early stage biotech startups, it means more competition for fewer dollars, which is not something you want to hear. I mean, you could go from having to write 5 grant proposals to get one win to having to write 7 or 8 to get one win. That's a lot of time you're spending writing grant proposals and instead of doing research. I think right now the stuff that's in the pipeline will be okay, but as you move forward, there's going to be a lot more competition for those future dollars. And if UAB is doing less research, they're going to have fewer researchers. They're going to have fewer jobs. And if we start to see a significant decline in those research dollars, you're going to start to see fewer commercialization projects coming out of UAB. So you're going to see fewer young startup companies that depend on that research or license that research from UAB. So this is really something that could have a significant negative effect on Birmingham. The people I talk to at the local level, the folks from UAB, they're hopeful and cautiously optimistic that this budget, at least from their aspect, won't end up moving forward. But in Washington, you never really know.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot.